Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ed. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. The interview will only take a few minutes. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
And what is this call about?
It's a survey. It's about the new amendment that just passed in the Constitution in Ohio about the ban on abortion and next year's presidential election.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And you are between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or 65 or older?
30 and 39.
Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. And are you currently registered or born in Ohio? Yes or no?
Currently living, you said?
No, registered to vote in Ohio.
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? I'm going to read you a list that I have in front of me. Jobs in the economy, health care, low wages, abortion, inflation, global climate change, deficit, racism, and race relations. Your opinion, what do you think is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
I should say all of the above, but...
Yeah, I know. Just one.
I'm going to say economy.
Thank you. In just a few words, I have to write this down, so just be very specific in just a few words. If you have to narrow it down to just one thing, what is the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Ohio? Why you didn't vote in the November 7th election?
I decided not to vote because I was not worried about the election of what I had to vote for. It was just not my priority.
So in other words, you was not worried about the ban on abortion. That was not your concern, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Not worried. Okay. Good, thank you. Moving right along. Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on or you already said that you didn't even vote. So that means let's see, hold on. So you didn't vote, so I'm just going to put refuse. Okay, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election now. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups. Which one do you experience?
I'm going to say social media.
Okay.
Text messages.
Okay. Messages. Thank you. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected official, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organization, celebrities, social media influencers. What, who do you trust the most on that issue?
Where am I pro the most? I think women should take their own decision.
So, women in general?
Yeah, women in general.
Thank you. Do you remember any specific things that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one? Obviously, you didn't vote, so I'm just going to put no answer. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? You didn't vote, so.
No.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortion. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Repeat that again.
Okay. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, they oppose the partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, if they pass that, that means that in the 9 months, according to the what they're saying, in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother, which is on that. Well, never mind. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing not to vote on that amendment? Do you find this convincing? Yes or no?
Yes.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Now push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her through this, but activists want to take that, or they want to take all that away. Under a proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning that you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I don't know.
Okay. And legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad that they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this convincing or not convincing, this argument?
Not convincing.
Not very or not convincing at all?
Not very.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument conventional or unconventional?
If I understand right, that Ohio families have the choice to choose.
That's a number one. If you vote yes, yes. Do you find this argument conventional or not conventional? Provided that you're worried, but you know, we just want your opinion. How you see that?
I'm just getting confused with the questions. I'm sorry.
Okay. When we face this is they're talking about what just happened in November 7th. And if you voted yes, this is what will happen. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our families. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That is why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. That's the argument. Do you find it convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Okay. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? The Democrats or Republicans? Democrats or Republicans?
I refuse to answer that question.
Okay. No problem. What is the most important problem and issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, low wages, abortion, inflation, global climate change, federal deficit, racism, and race relations. What do you think? What's the most
economy.
Important? I'm sorry?
Economy.
Thank you. Now, if you had to, we almost done. We are 73%. Thank you so much for taking your time to doing this for us. It's very important. Your opinion is very important for us. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. but the most important one. Okay, thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election? Yes or no?
How would I vote?
Yeah, it will play an important role for you to decide who to vote for us to become the next president. The fact about the issue of abortion. Will that play an important part for you to decide who to vote on the November 24 election? 2024?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Okay. With the issue of abortion and reproductive rights, you know, because of Roe versus Wade, you know, the Supreme Court decided to take it away. Okay, now that's why they're asking, would that play an issue? The issue of the abortion, would that play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote? Or are you currently undecided? Will you vote for the... Thank you. Now it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president will be held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee. Who would you vote for?
I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. Why?
I don't vote for a party, and I don't vote for a specific president. Following a president, I vote for whoever makes sense to lead our country.
Okay, thank you. In leading the country, right?
What was that?
In leading the country, right?
Yes.
Thank you. In leading. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple more questions and we finish with the interview. In what country were you born?
I was born in Mexico.
In Mexico, thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party? Or no answer?
No answer.
No, thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'm gonna say we're conservative.
Very or just conservative?
Just conservative.
Thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, or more than 100,000?
Between 75 to 100.
Thank you. And what is your gender? Male, female? Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.